Let's focus now on a country where something's going right, as Pinker might say, where a long civil war is coming to an end, Colombia. The government there has been fighting against leftist FARC rebels for over 50 years. The war has killed nearly a quarter of a million Colombians and displaced millions of people. But today, Colombia is taking a huge step forward with the official signing of a peace agreement between the government and the rebels. That does not mean the agreement goes into effect immediately, though. Before that can happen, the deal needs to be approved by a majority of Colombians in a nationwide referendum. That's coming up this Sunday. My BBC colleague Natalio Cosoy is in Cartagena, the site of today's signing ceremony. So how huge is this day for Colombians, Natalia? What does the ink on the paper actually change?
Well, it's a massive date because it means the celebration of the agreement that's been reached by the FARC and the government. It's a formal signature between President Juan Manuel Santos of Colombia and the leader of the FARC, Rodrigo Londoño Echeverri, also known as Timochenko. What it means is that they have managed to wrap up 4 years of negotiations that took place in Havana, where it took a long way, an effort to reach an agreement that would satisfy both sides. But after reaching that, they managed to cease the fire between one side and the other. So the deaths from the conflict and attacks from the FARC and the army have been massively reduced in the last few months and disappeared after the ceasefire was started a few weeks ago. So Colombians are already living in a new situation. But as you very well said, it is not all over yet. We have to wait for a few days to see if the Colombian people will back these agreements in a referendum that Mr. Santos was very insistent. He said the Colombian people should have the final word. And some here in Colombia don't really trust the agreement. One of the biggest criticisms has to do with justice. They feel that they will get away with not enough punishment in the cases where they have committed serious crimes.
Is it true the pen to sign the deal today is made of old bullets from the war?
That's exactly the case. It's a word in Spanish that they made up here, balígrafo, which combines the word for bullet, which is bala, and for pen, which is bolígrafo. So it's balígrafo. So it's given out to every important guest, such as presidents, the 17 Latin American presidents attending the ceremony.
Yeah, well, it is certainly emblematic of the peace. Some Colombians didn't think they'd ever see this day. What are you hearing from Colombians today?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Some people really feel this is a life-changing time for country. They're saying very loudly, I am extremely happy and proud, and I hope this actually means we're going to see a new Colombia. But as I said, others are worried. So they don't feel that the agreement is enough, and they do worry. But I think we'll have to wait a bit for the referendum. That will give us the final word to really know what's going on. Because I've been walking around the country, and I get voices for and against the referendum. And in general, you can get very good arguments, although some of the arguments that you can hear from the no camp sometimes are not based on actual fact, but more on emotion. Even President Santos told me that he understands the fact that the level of justice might not be enough for some, because those who have committed serious crimes might manage to avoid a jail sentence if they tell all the truth in front of the tribunals that will be set up specially to deal with their cases. They will have to pay community service. They will have to spend years in the territories where they caused the damage that they have caused. But they will not be forced to be in jail if they confess to all their crimes. That's something that for certain people will never be enough.
Well, a lot of sidebar considerations today, but for you, Natalio, does this feel historic there in Cartagena?
This is a great day for anyone working in this business. It means covering something that we don't usually get to see, especially in the world, in the condition it is now. We're constantly reporting about wars, about conflicts, and being able to be here to see how a country reaches the end of at least one of its conflict situations, it is definitely an historic moment, and we all should be proud to be able to be covering this.
My BBC colleague Natalio Cosoy at the Press Center in Cartagena, Colombia. That's the site of the signing of the peace agreement today. Thank you very much, Natalio.
Cheers.